anywhere I want.
If you can see it or stream it
anywhere I need,
Gray will review it. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Hey, good morning, Gray.
Good morning.
How's it going?
We're hanging in there.
Good.
Pretty good. I'm feeling like in a spooky Halloween mood.
Okay, well, that's good. So, speaking of which, we had people do their scary voices, and we know you're a horror movie buff, and I did overemphasize the horror. So, what do you got, Gray? You got a good scary voice?
Oh, you know, there's a voice that always just really sets my nerves on edge and is bound to keep me up all night long with fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really my nanny impression.
That's actually pretty good.
I know it is, and I kind of forgot about her until now. But yeah, that was good.
Oh, Fran Drescher, good.
If you want a truly frightening holiday movie, just look up, I think on HBO Max, it's Beautician and the Beast.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is that not safe for work?
Oh, it is Fran Drescher and I believe Timothy Dalton in a very memorable and terrible film.
Okay. Well, let's try and talk about one better, hopefully. Here's a movie out that you can see on Netflix called Rebecca.
Does Mr. De Winter ask you to keep the room like this?
It doesn't have to. She's still here. Can you feel her? I wonder what she's thinking about you. Taking her husband and using her name.
She just want him to be happy.
Happy? No, he'll never be happy.
Ooh, dang. These women be tripping. This is a remake of the 1940s Hitchcock film, and of course, which are both adaptations of the novel by Daphne du Maurier. And it had been such a long time since I had seen Sir Laurence Olivier and Joan Fontaine in the other Rebecca. This time, we've got Armie Hammer from The Lone Ranger and The Social Network and a million other things, along with Lily James, who is Cinderella. And the setup of this mystery is quite simple. These couple meet. They're both on a holiday. They're both single. They're ready to mingle. Things go really well. And boom, they decide to get married, and he moves her in to his fabulous estate called Manderley. And this is, like, so old-timey and gorgeous, and it's filmed really beautiful, but it just feels, like, super old-fashioned to me. I'm just laughing the whole time. I'm like, girl, you definitely need to figure out more about this man before you move into his house.
Okay. But I met him on vacation. We're soulmates.
Oh, God, right? I was like, ugh, I remember vacations, and I like how fun and nice I am.
Yes. God. Yes.
So when Lily James' character gets to this house, she discovers, like, it's a stunning estate. It has a full staff, but all of a sudden she realizes that she can't escape the past, and the past is named Rebecca, and that is Armie Hammer's former wife who died tragically. And this girl just cannot catch a break because everybody's all like, Rebecca this, Rebecca that. Everybody loved friggin' Rebecca. And it is such a drag, and especially a drag is Kristin Scott Thomas, who plays the head of the household staff. And that's who you heard in the clip, and she is mean. She does not like this new wife. She's not making life easy. Poor Lily James. So the movie is a mystery. Like I said, gorgeous to look at. And if you don't remember the original, never read the book, there's some surprises to be had. And it's quite a sumptuous Netflix film. It's a little long. And when it was over, I was like, wait, is that it? Okay. But back in the day, it was very shocking.
Okay. All right. And just missing Jan Brady with Rebecca, Rebecca, Rebecca.
Right? Exactly.
Gray Drake, of course, she joins us on Fridays to talk about the movies. And you don't have to wait. Go to her YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe. Look for Gray Drake, G-R-A-E, Gray Drake, her new YouTube channel. Have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Good morning. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Saying what you're thinking. You know, minus all the swears. Star 102.5.